leading up to the World T20, you think you have the right combination in your mind?
The short answer is yes. We just need to understand the conditions in Kandy, the venue of our first two games, and also the opposition, maybe overhead conditions, to pick the best combination.
And how do you rate Bangladesh and New Zealand as your first round opponents?
Not easy. All sides are pretty tough. They'll be, you know, also confident of winning in that shortest format. So we need to put our best foot forward.
After the Sri Lankan defeat, you said that Pakistan lost matches from the jaws of winning the games, and there was a lot of criticism on Misbah's captaincy, even after the Sri Lankan series and now. Do you think that he was...
I don't know about criticism. I've not heard any criticism. Maybe there is, but I certainly haven't been privy to it. No, he remains a very good leader. He's a smart and shrewd boy. He's obviously a little bit different in his leadership style, but that's people are different. I mean, there is a bit of extra pressure. You know, as a coach or as a supporter, you always want to win by big margins. The reality is it doesn't happen that way. Often you're asked to play under extreme pressure, and you know, last Friday was a reflection of a bit more than what normally is in terms of pressure. So I was happy that they had some experience, and as I said before, the Super Over, I think, also was a good experience for the team. Some of the boys who are in the team have a bit more intimate knowledge than me. They've just played the Sri Lankan Premier League, and you know, that's a good thing for us, as I said earlier. And they will certainly contribute in terms of, you know, our planning towards getting the right combination. I think the 20-over game is a popular game amongst subcontinental teams. Certainly Pakistanis enjoy watching it, and they enjoy playing it. So I just think there's a natural flair for it.